Okay, and the front part here is the front part of your leg.
Oh, I don't know.
Thighs?
Yeah.
It's your sister-in-law. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this here is your, this part here.
Ankle?
Okay, and then, let me see. Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm, you call that a
knuckle.
Okay, or if it's here or here, it's a what? Or your leg. Any place.
It's a muscle.
Okay, a joint.
Joint. Yeah.
Okay.
Joint.
Okay. The upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
Okay, and up here is his
shoulder.
Okay, and this here is my.
This hand.
Okay, and both of them are
hands.
Okay, and then these things here are my
legs.
Okay, and then at the bottom of your legs are your
feet.
Okay, and then you have, if you're talking about two of them, you have 2 feet, but you have 1 foot. Okay, and the front part of your leg here, from here down, from your knee down to your ankle.
I don't know.
Shins, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. If somebody's been sick for a while, let's say, but now he's sort of out of bed, you might say, well, he's up and around, but he still looks a little bit...
pale.
Pale. And somebody who can lift heavy weights. You say he's very... he can lift real heavy weights, and he's got big muscles. He's real what?
Muscular.
Okay. Strong?
Yeah, strong.
Okay. Somebody who will never spend any money.
Never. Tight.
Okay.
Tightwads.
Tightwads. Okay. Let me see. You're talking about an old man, a real old man, who's still very lively, or still very active and doesn't show his age, you might say he's what? Very, how would you describe him? He's very...
he's old, but lively.
Lively, would you use there?
I guess.
Okay. Let me see. If you didn't like...
what would you use? What would you say?
Probably lively. Some people say spry.
Yeah, spry. I heard spry.
Let me see. If you were talking about, you didn't want to go. If you didn't like the dark, okay, you might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm what?
Scared.
Scared. And a person who gets scared easily is a what?
Chicken.
Okay. Okay. What about a place that? Sort of like, if you go alongside a graveyard, a real dark night, you know, what would you call that? A place where you get scared easily. Okay. Now, instead of saying I get scared, would you ever use any other words there?
Frightened.
Frightened. And then, have you ever heard scaredy cat?
Yeah.
Scared. How would you say that?
Okay, like if my nephew was in the house and it was dark and he didn't go out, I'd call him a scaredy cat.
Okay. Let me see. And if you were talking about, somebody who that you knew when you were little kids, you know, you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she, what? When she was a little kid, she
was, I guess. She
okay.
was